KU Chancellor Bernadette Gray Little told legislators that the new housing and science facilities are badly needed. She says they sought out the public-private partnership as a way to complete the project without Kansas tax dollars.
And the fact that the university was able to create a project of this size and scope, at the same time saving tens of millions of dollars and not having to request funds for the states, is, I think, a tremendous accomplishment.
Gray Little says the project is funded with revenue generated from the facilities, efficiencies, and enrollment growth. Lawmakers have raised concerns that KU dodged legislative approval. They've said the state could be on the hook to pay for the bonds. KU says the project is structured so the state does not have liability. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.